Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Hallal back on the show. Dr. Bill is Professor Emeritus of Science, Technology, and Innovation at George Washington University. He's the president and founder of an organization, a very entrepreneurial organization, TechCast. And he's the author of a book that was one of my favorites, Technology's Promise. He's become my good friend over the last 10 or so years, and he's here to talk to us about some very important things. Bill Hallal, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here with you.
So, always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, you know, Bill, you don't get to become a professor emeritus if you don't have a few miles on you.
Well,
you're like
true.
You're like me. You've got a few miles on you, and so I was thinking about our visit today, and I was thinking about the witness that you have become in the world of technology. Now you're the sole rocket scientist in my brain trust. Bill Hallal, folks, is a rocket scientist. You go back decades with
I worked on Apollo.
Exactly. You worked on the Apollo system, and so. When you think back on putting that series of flights into space with the technology that you had in those days compared to what we have now, reflect on that a little bit for us, would you?
Well, that was an exciting period of discovery, no question about it. But what's happening today is it's in all fields all over the world, and it's the same level of technological innovation that's going on in all fields all over the world. I think that's the best way to see it.
But in those days, the technology that you were working on, I know probably, I mean, you were cobbling together computers and stuff like that when they were analogs, weren't they?
Well, some of them were. That's right. Exactly.
Most of them were analogs.
And they filled rooms. It's an amazing thing to remember. Those years when you wanted to get something done on a computer, you submitted a request to the high priest who managed the computer.
Right.
And they took your request and they ran it and they gave you the results.
Right. Exactly. But in those days, the average American was not using much technology. You guys were the elites. You were using a lot of technology. The average American wasn't using. I mean, that was in those days, Bill. That was a time when the first handheld calculators came out. Everybody went, whoa, you know.
That's right. But
the thing is today, it's not just the elites who have technology. It's in the hands of average people and average small businesses, isn't it? Powerful.
Exactly.
Powerful.
It's a revolution. It has to be called a revolution. It's changing the world.
Well, and that's what you've termed it—the technology revolution. No question about it. And so it's created an incredible amount of power for small business, but it's also created, and for businesses in general, but it's also created a lot of disruption too, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's a nice example that I use in this article you're referring to. A few years ago, film cameras just disappeared when digital came out, and it disrupted these companies like Kodak and Nikon.
Right.
They almost went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to Kodak. And then now, more recently, smartphones are doing the same thing to digital cameras.
Right.
Digital cameras, I think, could disappear.
Right. Because I have a camera on my phone that's pretty darn good.
Exactly. And it's getting better.
And it's handier because when I take the picture, I can send it to you.
Exactly.
With push two more buttons and send it to you.
That's right. So this just rolls on. It doesn't stop. And it's all a result of the use of knowledge. Now we harness knowledge the way we never did before. Most
right.
people in our society are knowledge workers. And knowledge is the driving force for the economy. It's all driven by information technology, which conveys knowledge. So we have knowledge everywhere.
Right.
We're all learning. And the new products, the innovation, knowledge increases the rate of innovation, of course, because that's why we focus on knowledge.
Right.
That, in turn, improves the technology, the IT system. So it's a virtuous cycle.
You call it a virtuous cycle, but it could also be called a vicious cycle if you're on the wrong end of the innovation, if you're on the disruptive end. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to get Bill to help you and me and our small businesses stay on the virtuous side of this cycle so we don't get on the vicious side of it. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Dr. Bill Hallal, our resident rocket scientist, is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.